This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Colorado's unemployment rate was nearly the same in November as it was the month before. CPR Sarah Mulholland reports the state is still adding jobs despite fears of a looming recession.
Colorado's unemployment rate was 3.5% in November, compared with 3.6% the previous month, according to government data. The state added 4,300 non-farm jobs. Even so, the leisure and hospitality sector, which was one of the biggest gainers as the state recovered jobs lost during the early days of the pandemic, lost 2,600 jobs in November. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Seven organizations have received money through Denver's first round of reparations grants. The city's Black Reparations Council distributed most of the money for homeless resources, African art, food insecurity, and early childhood education. The funding comes from white donors. It's part of a national movement pushing for reparations to Black communities for racial injustices such as slavery, segregation, redlining, and incarceration. A public park where people can practice backcountry safety skills has opened for the season. CPR's Western Slope reporter Stina Sieg reports that six people on average die in Colorado avalanches every winter.
For people who love exploring the backcountry in winter, wearing an avalanche beacon is essential, as is being able to find one buried in snow. Outside of Minturn, the Avalanche Beacon Training Park has eight buried transmitters that the public can practice finding. The park is a short climb from the Mountain Meadow Trailhead next to the Eagle Holy Cross Ranger District. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Find more at cpr.org.